in Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving Kings Bay at 91.3.
Years now.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Mm. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church.
Mercy.
Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion on Let's Face the Issues. I suggest that if you enjoy the broadcast, if you're blessed by the broadcast, pick up the telephone, call friends, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances, invite them to tune in. Also, they can join in the dialogue and the discussion, as you can, each and every day, by dialing 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're going to be talking about today a little unusual subject, perverting Thanksgiving. Perverting Thanksgiving. And we'll cover it later in the broadcast in detail. What do you think about the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day parade highlighting, featuring the LGBTQ sodomite, how would you say, agenda? What are your thoughts about that taking place where we're finding merchants across America that's basically spitting in the face of the conservatives, patriots, the Christians in America, perverting Thanksgiving, removing the real reason for Thanksgiving celebration in America? Do you realize we're the only nation in the world that has a day called Thanksgiving? Do you recognize the background of it? 400 years ago, November the 29th, 1623, the first Thanksgiving was celebrated by our pilgrims. The celebration was to thank God for his provision, for taking care of and meeting their needs. And yet, deprivation, death, disease had permeated the colonies for over 2 years. And yet they had Thanksgiving celebration, saying thank you, God. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast. But I want you to call in today, share with us, share with me and our listeners the uniqueness of Thanksgiving as you see it, how you have celebrated Thanksgiving, what you're doing in the celebration of Thanksgiving. Listen, Thanksgiving ought not to be just one day. That ought to be a way of life for every child of God, for every Christian, for every conservative, for every American. There ought to be a recognition of who we are as Americans and what God has blessed us with, and it should be a perpetual time of Thanksgiving. Listen, when the pilgrims celebrated the first Thanksgiving, they landed with 102 on the Mayflower within just under 2 years or thereabouts. 53 of the original 102 had died from disease and deprivation and the extreme cold weather. And yet they had Thanksgiving? What does that tell us? The scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, in relationship to what we should do and how we should respond. The scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's God's will that we thank him for the good things and the bad things, the big things and the little things, the things that are bothering us, the things that are seemingly dangerous and devastating for us. We should thank him. And when we look around the world today and we see what is taking place globally, we see what is happening in the Middle East. We see what's happening in Ukraine. We see what is taking place with the move of China and Russia. And we see the eschatological prophetic clock of God ticking. We ought to be thankful. Thankful that we're a generation of people that can see God's word leaping off the pages and coming to fruition in full reality of what God is doing. So today, the invitation is for you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion about your thanksgiving, what you're thankful for. Ladies and gentlemen, as we continue day by day with Let's Face the Issues, let me remind you that we continue based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. John 8:31-32, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God. In fact, in John 14:6, Jesus says very clearly, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the word of God makes a declaratory statement, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117:2. It endures forever. That is never ending, always true. And yet we find those today that want to reject truth, deny truth. Goes back to the secularist George Orwell and his statement in the dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we're finding that to be factually true today. We find so many today that have the mindset and the philosophy that each and every person has their own idea of what is truth. In fact, the latest survey of millennials, 18-35-year-old age group, says that 55% of the millennials think that each person determines their own version of truth. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, may I say once again, a half-truth is a whole lie, and yet we find multitudes today that want to bifurcate the truth. In fact, when it comes to just the celebration of Thanksgiving, you'd be surprised how many different nuances and modern versions of the reality of the first Thanksgiving, how many modern versions are out there where we want to destroy the truth of the first Thanksgiving and the purpose behind it. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And may I challenge us each and every day that we might do that. Seek the truth. I've said it over and over again. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You won't find it on the MSNBC, ABC, NBC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We need to seek the truth and listen to the truth. And the centrality of truth is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Outside of God's word, you might question anything that's said as whether it is true or not. The 15th century theologian, church reformer, Jan Hus, said that we need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe it's time that Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America, all Americans, they will learn to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark that will help you find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. The base of that flag, the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tool for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tool for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tool for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you again that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 831-0917, and it's 904. Can you pause for a moment and understand, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, it is a time that we get together with family. It's a time that we can get together with friends. It's a time to celebrate in the house of God. And that's, by the way, exactly what the first proclamation for Thanksgiving said. In part, let me just read you part of what Governor Bradford said on the first Thanksgiving proclamation. He says, I, your magistrate, do proclaim that all ye pilgrims with your wives and ye little ones do gather at the meeting house on ye hill between the hours of 9 and 12 in the daytime on Thursday, November the 29th of the year of our Lord 1623 and the third year since ye pilgrims landed on ye pilgrim rock to listen to the pastor and render thanksgiving to ye Almighty God for all his blessings. Ladies and gentlemen, I think there's a lesson to be learned there, because when it says for all your blessings, what were the blessings for the pilgrims at that era? They had lost about half of the people that had come over because of the deprivation and the disease and the desperately cold weather that faced them. So what are the blessings? That's the question that we need to ask as we talk about Thanksgiving today. What are the blessings? We live in a nation that's free. We live in a nation that we still have liberties. But ladies and gentlemen, as we think about the celebration of Thanksgiving, may I remind us that we celebrate Thanksgiving for all that God has done for us, including and collectively, including individuals and collectively as a nation. Look at what God's done for us. I understand, and we can talk about the division that's in America. We can talk about the dire straits that we're in economically. We can talk about the difficulties we're in as a nation because of the southern border being eviscerated by this administration. We can talk about the 8 to 10 million illegals that have come into America that, in my most humble opinion, will destroy the integrity of the 2024 election. We can talk about the sodomite agenda that's been perpetrated against the moral, ethical families in America, pushed by the Biden administration. We can talk about the destruction of our educational system, and I could go on and on and on and on. But through it all, including all of that which is bad, we need to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that you're still in control. Thank you that you're on the throne. Thank you that you're still watching over us. In fact, in Colossians, the 3rd chapter and the 15th verse, the scripture says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called into one body. And be ye thankful." It's in the imperative voice in the Greek text, means it's command. And may I say to you that one of the things that's so lacking, missing in America, is thankfulness. Thankfulness. Being thankful regardless of what we see taking place. Thankful for what God has provided for us. I'm looking at a headline. Thanking the Almighty God, the first Thanksgiving. This article reads in part, the first official Thanksgiving proclamation by the Plymouth Colony Governor, William Bradford, 400 years ago, provides a key insight into the true meaning of Thanksgiving. Further, the article states, Most people do not realize that in the first year that the pilgrims suffered greatly by the first harvest, only 53 out of the original 102 survived. Only four of those being adult women. Then later, 127 more pilgrims arrived from England, stabilizing the population. But to show the difficulty of the life at Plymouth, the colony only grew to a total of 200 people by 1630. This article states, with the scene set, the first unofficial Thanksgiving in November of 1623 was a pretty dismal affair as the pilgrims suffered from bad harvest, with most of the seed being brought from England having failed and not producing. Further, the article reads, but Thanksgiving celebration has another tragedy that the pilgrims could not have ever foreseen. The tragedy is that many Americans have forgotten who we give thanks to. Have we forgotten that? The proclamation by William Bradford says, to thank ye Almighty God. When we say thank you, it's saying thank you, God. Now, my question is, when we arise in the morning, we say thank you, Lord, for waking us up. When we have difficulties, now I'm not saying, you know, there's a old cliche out there, you hit your thumb with a hammer and you say, oh, it hurts, Lord, but thank you. That's not the extreme that we're talking about. But even as we see America in a divided condition, and the Lord Jesus, the 12th chapter of Matthew, the 25th and 26th verse says, a city divided, or nation divided, or home divided, cannot stand. Although we see that, I'm not saying close our eyes to the reality, but although we see these things about us in that condition, we're still to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. This article continues. We aren't giving thanks to our friends. We're not thanking our neighbors, our husbands, our wives, even our benevolent bosses. We're giving thanks to God for all that He's provided. In sickness or in health, in wealth or deprivation, it doesn't matter. For every life is blessed in some way, and the pilgrims were virtually wiped out by disease and freezing cold and starvation. And that, into that hardship, they gave thanks to Almighty God, who delivered them and delivers us as we thank Him and look to Him. This article states in closing, it is my sincere hope and prayer that this Thanksgiving, while we're preparing for the feast, that we will remember who the true founder of that feast is. That is Almighty God. The same God who the pilgrims praised is the God that we're to thank even today. Are you thankful? What are you thankful for? Love to hear from you and allow you to give an opportunity to let the listeners hear what you're thankful for. What's different? What's unusual? What are you thankful for this year that you've not seen before? What are you thankful for, even in the state of difficulty and danger or some of the issues that you may be facing today? Ladies and gentlemen, we should thank the Lord. We should thank Him in all things, in everything. In fact, I'm reminded of Psalms 100 in the Bible. Psalms 100 is not but five verses. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that made us, and not we ourselves. We're His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving, and into the courts with praise. Be thankful unto the Lord, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Notice, be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time that we as Americans recognize what we have in our great nation. I understand, as I said earlier, I understand the condition we're in as a nation. I understand the declension that we have found ourselves in as a result of the loosey-goosey, if I can use that term, willy-nilly approach to American life and living that's carried out by the Biden administration. I understand that our financial condition in America is nearing bankruptcy. We can't sustain $35 trillion in debt. We can't sustain that. You can't sustain it personally. We can't sustain it as a nation. We live inside of all that we see, in spite of all that's taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in the very, very best society in the world. We live in a day and time, however, when there's the perversion of our society with the push for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and the destruction of the faith and freedom and the foundations of America. And Psalms 11:2 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the righteous, ladies and gentlemen, ought to be thanking God each and every day for what we have. We must say, thank you, Lord, for all your blessings upon us. The old song, perhaps you're familiar with that old song, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So can you name 6, 5, a dozen things that God's blessed you with today? Have you stopped long enough? Hear me. Have you stopped long enough this Thanksgiving season to sit down and do an accounting of what God has done for you? I don't know about you, but it can be overwhelming in our thought process as we look at all that God has done for us. He's provided food, clothing, and shelter. He's provided health and ability. He's provided some with greater or lesser in the bounty of what the world has to offer. But nevertheless, whether it's small or great, we need to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. But listen very carefully. In the midst of our Thanksgiving, in the midst of where we ought to be praising God for what he's done for us, in the very midst of how God has blessed us, why is it today, ladies and gentlemen, that so many of the nation's merchants, hear me, why is it that so many of the nation's organizations, capitalistic systems, and businesses, why are they wanting to pervert Thanksgiving? I'm looking at a headline, like several before me. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be a transgender extravaganza. Now listen, I can recall years and years and years of when family was all together, when boys were still at home. Thanksgiving, it wasn't an unusual thing to sit and watch the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade or the Macy's Christmas Parade. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read you the headlines again. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be a transgender extravaganza. A petition denouncing the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for advancing the liberal LGBTQ agenda had garnered nearly 35,000 with almost a full week before the holiday. This started about 1 week ago. The petition was started by 1 Million Moms, a division of the American Family Association that was established to stop the exploitation of our children, especially by the entertainment media. Numerous media outlets have reported that the transgender agenda taking center stage at this year's parade. This article states, unless they are forewarned about it, this year's holiday parade will potentially exploit tens of millions of viewers at home to the liberal LGBTQ agenda. It is clear that Macy's does not have, hear me, this is the closing part of this article. It is clear that Macy's does not have our children's best interest in mind. Ladies and gentlemen, how is it that at a time when families are celebrating, when our homes are celebrating, when we individually are celebrating faith and family and freedom, when we're celebrating what God has done for us, when we're celebrating the blessings of God, that the perversion is brought to the forefront and being pushed as an agenda? I think it's an abomination. It's a stench in the nostrils of God. And the best thing that we can do as a people is simply not tune into the parade. Best thing we do is simply not watch it. The best thing we do is simply say, we're not going to shop at Macy's. We're not going to buy a Macy's item in the future. That's the only thing that works for these merchants that want to pervert Thanksgiving and Christmas and other days of celebration. I think it's egregious, ladies and gentlemen, that we have this taking place today. I'm looking at another headline. Push to boycott Macy's untraditional Thanksgiving Day parade as it surges. Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City has been a traditional holiday season as it kicks off the staple for many Americans, and not just those who attend, but those who watch the broadcast also. But it's suddenly going untraditional, promoting the LGBTQ lifestyle, the choices, and the ideology. And they're now getting a pushback. A comment from a million moms charged, "Shame on Macy's for promoting and sponsoring this type of entertainment. It is clear that Macy's does not have our family's best interest in mind. Macy's needs to know that trust must be earned. And once that trust is lost, it is difficult to gain it back." Then it goes on to talk about the number that's already signed the petition and pledging to boycott Macy's. The Christian Post, for example, said the group was warning the parade, quote, will potentially expose tens of millions of viewers at home to the liberal LGBTQ agenda. And I say to the liberal LGBTQ unholy sodomite agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, how is it that in America today, 400 years after the first Thanksgiving, with hundreds of these years being focused on saying thank you, Lord, and now all of a sudden we've got the intrusion into the Thanksgiving celebration, the sodomite agenda. I don't know of anything that would be of any greater stench in the nostrils of God. But in the midst of that, even with all of that taking place, that meaning the push by these merchants, Macy's and others, Target also now already pushing for a perversion of Christmas ahead of the Christmas season. Ladies and gentlemen, with all of that being said, how are you celebrating Thanksgiving? What are you thankful for? What is it that you'd like to give a word of praise on the radio broadcast today of what you're thankful for? That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right there, microphones, so we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Do you think it is, how would you say, fair game for Macy's to push the sodomite agenda by having it in the forefront? The major, listen, I've read article after article on that. The major ingredients of the parade, it's not just a peripheral thing that they're doing. It's not just an addition that they're doing. The entire focus of the Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade, the focus is on the sodomite agenda, with the featured people in the parade being the sodomite community, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda people. Ladies and gentlemen, how is it that we have that being pushed on moral, ethical, Christian, conservative, patriotic Americans, and yet there seems to be silence. In the midst of that, we still must say thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for your giving us freedom. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you. I'm looking at a long list that I worked up a number of years ago in relationship to what I am personally thankful for. I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, for salvation so full and free. I'm thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ that came into this world, died on Calvary's cross, shed his rich red royal blood for my sins, that I might know him as Savior and as Lord. I'm thankful for the scripture, the word of God that gives us the powerful instructions as to how we must live and what God is pleased with in our lives. I am thankful for family. I'm thankful for my wife that's put up with me for less than 100 years. I'm thankful for 4 sons, 10 grandkids, 3 great-grandchildren. I'm thankful today, and I pray that you can say the same. And I'm looking forward to your word of testimony right after the top of the hour news. We want to come back and listen to you share what you're thankful for. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, we're talking about Thanksgiving and how we need to be thankful, what we need to be thankful for, even in the midst of all the devastation, the darkness, and the difficulty all around the world. We still must be thankful. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. Right after the news, we'll be back as we continue to face the issues.